This is a News.com newsflash.
A British-registered container ship abandoned in the Red Sea was still floating in the waters more than 4 days after the crew abandoned it when Houthis launched a successful missile attack on the vessel. News.com has learned that the vessel was taking on water, but appears likely to be headed for Djibouti imminently. The Rubimer was damaged in a missile strike on Sunday, February 18, that was claimed by Houthi rebels. She will be towed to Djibouti, but the tugboat has not yet arrived. It should be there in 2 to 3 days, Roy Corey, the CEO of the ship operator of Blue Fleet Group, told the news agency AFP. Reuters reported that industry professionals were working to find solutions to bring the ship to safety. Two sources told the news agency that towing the ship to Djibouti is likely the best option because it would be too dangerous to tow the ship into deeper waters. Djibouti is the country on the opposite side of the Bab al-Mandab Strait from Yemen. The strait connects the Red Sea with the Gulf of Aden and has become the headquarters of Houthi attacks on container ships in retaliation for the Israel bombardment of Gaza. The crew of the Belize flagship evacuated the vessel out of an abundance of caution because it was carrying fertilizer, which can be extremely combustible. The crew was transported to Djibouti after being rescued by another ship. The ship was originally heading for the Bulgarian port of Varna, Reuters reported. The Houthi attack on the ship came amid an uptick in violence between Houthis and the Western governments that have waged a tit-for-tat battle for months. Besides the attack on the UK ship, the Houthis also harassed two American ships in the same mission. On Thursday, Houthi leadership announced that they will escalate attacks in the Red Sea and a ban on ships associated with the US, UK and Israel from sailing in waters around Yemen. It also added that it would increase attacks using underwater vessels. The US military said on February 19 that it had shot down an unmanned underwater vessel, UUV, during a self-defense strike, marking the first time the Americans had registered the Houthis using UUVs for an attack. Earlier this week, Houthis shot down a $30 million MQ-9 Reaper drone with a surface-to-air missile, which was the second time the rebel group had downed the expensive military drone. The Houthis are an Iran-backed rebel group, and in December, the U.S. Central Command said, "We also have every reason to believe that these attacks, while launched by the Houthis in Yemen, are fully enabled by Iran." The Bab el-Mandeb Strait is a major thoroughfare for ships heading to the Suez Canal that connects European and Asian trade. About 12% of global trade goes through the region.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.